biggest enemy. And the reason why we've been talking about the fruit of the Spirit, see, you got a lot of church folks still go to church, but they mad, sad, and they even get bad at times. You tell them something, they get mad, amen. You got some of them to fight, amen. So we got to understand, we have to operate from the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm going to take up and then I'm going to go further. Today I'm going to reveal how many, I'm going to reveal the word of God to you to show how many are missing out on the full blessings of God. And not reaping the inheritance that he said we can have. Who's that? Hosea said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Or they receive the knowledge and they reject it. You got to understand. See, I thought you can know of somebody but not know. I know of every president ever been in there. But I haven't had dinner with them. I don't know them personally. So you can know of God but not really know God. And until you come out of yourself and come out of traditions and all of this here, then you're going to start really knowing who God is, you know, and then you'll quit begging for stuff that he's already given us. Amen. And we got to understand, glory to God, there is an inheritance. We have a responsibility. My husband and I was talking on the way to church today. And, you know, in each generation, God want to find somebody that's going to prove this word. Amen. Amen. You know, and it took me a long time to catch on to what he was trying to tell me. But when you learn the word and you allow what's in you to rule, you know, you can speak to cancer, you can speak to anything. Because you know greater that's one that's in you. You see what I'm saying? And so there's an inheritance that God has. There are blessings that he wants us to have. To prove that he is who he say he is. Amen. 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 And these things have been freely given to us. The promises of God are to the believers. Those that get saved. You know, we used to say in the old days, show enough saved. Amen. Show enough saved. Amen. And that have transformed themselves. Because the promises are to the new man. It's not to the old man. Amen. But we still be trying to go to church and reap them from the old man. We have been studying about, I'm going to just say church folks that are still victims. Let me say what my topic is today. Victims are victors. Victims are victors. You know, and you got to understand, glory to God. I'm going to get there. So we got to understand that there is a lot of people that go to church that are still victims to Satan because they're still struggling with the flesh. Their flesh and others' flesh victimize them. There are those that are subject to, let me put this like this. Victims are those that are subject to another's will and control. They are those that are being deceived or tricked. And as a result, it causes hardship and mistreatment. Now, can I just pastor today? I mean, y'all ought to take it by now. You know.
Come on with it.
The truth is what's going to make you free. And I can't play with it. Come in and know we live in it. We always have lived in the days, but we live in the days right now. You can't play. You got to know what you're doing. Amen. And everything. You know, you can't leave from church and say, oh, glory to God and all of this. And go back out there and quit, keep on doing like I used to do what I'm doing, you know, and stuff. The devil will kill you with a two-day itch.
Yes, he will.
Amen. And so you got to understand the, I refuse to be a victim. See, you got to get tired of being a victim. You got to get tired of the devil thinking he can come do you any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? You got to get tired of being a victim. And when you really get tired of being a victim, you're going to do what it takes to be a victor.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, like I said, I'm not going to be deceived. I don't care who it is. I've had to deal with some very strong stuff that people get mad at when I teach. You know, my mom, before she died, she came to see me. Y'all heard me tell this. And it was on a Wednesday night. And bless her heart, you know, I love her, glory to God. But she told me, don't go to church tonight, stay here with me. I said, you feel that bad? Well, no. I said, uh-uh. No.
Amen,
no,
amen,
no,
amen.
No. You can't let nobody come on here. You got to understand, I'm on an assignment. Had I not got what I got, you wouldn't be living that long, because she had cancer and we went over there and laid hands on her. Amen. And she lived a good 10, 12 years after that.
Right.
See, people want to pull you back into the natural. But except you stay in the supernatural, you can't do what the Bible says you can do. You can talk it, but you can't walk it. And so you got to understand that everything, these works of the flesh, all of that is just to get you out of the will of God.
Yeah.
See, the devil got to get you on his territory.
Yeah.
And when you get shown up saved, you need to get shown up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in God.
Yeah.
And you got to let him know, you know, that's why I told the testimony when he hit my dog with arthritis. I say, you belong to me. You in my jurisdiction. You get up out of his bones. Hallelujah. And you got to, it's things that you got to learn. It's not about just going to church. It's about coming out with something. You know, and the reason why I feel as good as I feel, because I speak to my bones. I speak, arthritis, you ain't got no place in my body. I've been bought with a price. You do not have the right to just step in here. If you come near me, I'm going to push you, kick you, drive you up out of here. I ain't got nothing better to do than to take care of my business. Okay? I'm not going to run around trying to fix everybody else's business and mine ragging. Come on here.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I refuse to be a victim. You know, I refuse to be subject to another's will or control. Because the first time they start getting over on you like that, then they'll be able to talk you out of anything.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And then victors are those who have conquered, have won over the things that the enemy have tried to do to them. Have, you know, defeated their enemies and their opponents. Now, anytime, now the devil gonna fight you whether you be saved or not. Okay? Because he don't want you to get saved. He's gonna fight you any kind of way. The difference is we learn how to fight back. The difference is we learned that he done already lost the battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we got the one that causes us to be the victor on the inside. Glory to God. And when you are not saved, like I said, or not developed in the things of God, you still will be victimized. You can be saved all you want to, can speak in tongues with the best of them, but are you doing what the Bible says?
Because
you got to be a doer of it. Amen. It's not just a hearer. Oh, I know the word. Yeah, you know the word, but are you doing the word? That's the difference. I said last Sunday, you can have a car. It have all of the components on it. It can be full of gas and ready to take you anywhere you want to go. But if you don't put your key in there or mash that button and activate it, it ain't going nowhere. It's just like a dead. It's more deadly than a car that ain't got no motor in it. It ain't going to do nothing. You have to activate it. You have to be skillful in how to drive. This is where the church is missing it at. I went to church and I say, oh, they going to, you need faith. Well, I was waiting for them to talk about faith. You know, faith is this. And every time they got right to telling me what it was, they start back over again. You need faith. Well, what? What? How it work? Where can I get it? You know? And everything. But I found out for myself. You've got to understand. Now, when you are not saved, like I said, or you're not developed, you can skip church all you want to. But I tell you, if you live out there long enough, it's something that's going to run you to the church. Because you need to find out you can't make it without God. Hallelujah. You can try. You can pull every little stunt you can pull. You're going to need God.
Yeah.
And you are still subject to Satan's thoughts. He's still subject to him getting in your flesh. And many are still walking according to the generation of this time. You know what I'm saying? They're walking according. You know, last week I said you are a product. I'm not going to say, oh, you're used to the environment. We're still a product of our environment. Because we arrive, we have family members, we have friends. They're not on the level of the word. Amen. They're not on the level of the word. And they're, oh, someone, oh, you're so holy. Well, thank you. I don't get mad at that. You know, I wish he would roll me today or do something like that for me. Glory to God. I ain't thinking about what you think about it. You know, he can roll me anytime he get ready. He can do, you know what I'm saying, but we trying to be dignified for folks that if anything happen, they can't help you no kind of way. It's some things, glory to God, that the devil can do to you that can't nobody take off but God. So you better get wise in the word. You better get skillful in the word. Amen. You better go to church and don't just sit on the pew. You better start growing. Amen. Because when you grow up in the Lord, you leave out of a baby stage. You leave out of, you know, being so immature, and you get up in grown sonship. Amen. And when you're in sonship, nobody got to hold your hand across the street. Nobody got to tell you, you know, how to cast the devil out. Devil, no, don't come over here and play with me. Don't you come over here and play with me. I don't play with demons. You hear what I'm saying? You come over here, you gonna, I told them in 2025, I tell you what's gonna get tore up. We gonna be doing the tearing up. We gonna tear up everything the devil try to bring our way. We gonna tear it up and tear it down. Amen. And I'm gonna get what's mine. Now y'all can sit there if you want to and play with the devil. But the devil will get in your thoughts, your feelings, because he wants you to walk according to this generation of our times. Or the tradition of religious benefit beliefs. He wants you to walk according to, you know me, I tear religious beliefs down.
Right.
People get mad with me. Well, she don't have communion on the first Sunday. In nowhere in the world where it say you got to have it. He said, as often as you do it unto me.
Right.
You can have it every day if you want to. Yeah. You can just do it one time a year if you want to. He just says, as often as you do it, but because men have created a tradition, and they're going through the rituals, but they're not letting what it really means do what it needs to do inside of them. So, you know, we got to come out of the traditions of men. Now, it's okay if you want to have it every first, you know, Sunday or whatever. I'm not knocking that. But like I said, you can have it every day. He didn't put no specifications in there that we had to do it. But he did say as often as you do it. You know, but you know, in the Bible, they were keeping the traditions of men, but not the word of God. And that's how come they were still victims. Amen. Victims because they walked in the flesh and not after or what had taken place to convert. They had not done what they need to do to convert themselves to the nature of God. Okay, last week we was in Galatians because we're saying that in spiritual warfare, the only way you're going to defeat the devil is by the Spirit of God. You can think you got him under your foot. You better know you got him there because what's in you have done it for you. So it's not who I am. People want to build up who they are. It's not what I am. It's who he is. Amen. That's what we fight with. And we said last, we've been on this for what? Going on 5 months. Spiritual warfare. And we said that we have to be converted to the nature of God in Jesus. Now, I'm not going to read all of this, but in Galatians 5 and 21, let's just say 16. Let's start with that. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, when there's a capital S, was talking about God, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, Catherine told her testimony of how, I mean, the devil just tried to do everything to get in that flesh, but by her kicking in the fruit of the Spirit, she did not give in to it. And even the lady said, "Ooh, you took this good, because I would have got, you know, The devil wants you mad. He don't care if you cuss. He don't care if you stomp out. You know, I had a similar experience where somebody did something. You know, they didn't have to do that. All the money we spent with them. And then gonna sit and talk about, well, you gonna pay because you didn't show up on time and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, and the first thing, like you say, hit my mind, all that money I spend with y'all, and y'all gonna do, you know, and they gonna send me a bill talking about past due. Oh Lord, you know I don't like getting no bills. I took my debit card and I walked in there, but I kept my mouth shut and I just handed them the debit card and the bill. And then she said, oh, Mrs. Neal, oh, what did you? She wiped all of that out. Now, if I'd have went in there fussing, throwing out, you don't know who I am. I'm a pastor of a church. People don't care about that. What's going to make them bow down is you operating in the fruit of the Spirit. And when she opened the door, I was able to talk to her. So she said, I'm going to get all of this off of here. I'm talking about I cannot make another appointment until I pay that. Yeah. They gave me an appointment the next day, and I didn't do it. See, that was better than me going in there arguing and fussing and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But the devil, if I would have done that, I would have gotten on Satan's territory. Now, the key that you want to key in today, the devil going to do everything he can to get you out of the Word of God, because the power is in the Word of God. But when you get on his territory, come on here. God ain't going to go over there and rescue you, and he done told you to stay out of there. Right. It remind me when me and my brothers, you know, were small. Mama said, stay in the house now. Right. She going to work. Don't y'all go outside of this house.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Out soon as she got around the corner.
Boogity, boogity.
There he go. And he always got into trouble that I was trying to get him out of. You know what I'm saying? But then when he got tail whip being somewhere he ain't had no business. Mama, you ought to go over there. Mama said, go over where? You was over at this people's house. I told you to stay here. So you see, when you on the wrong jurisdiction, when you on Satan's territory, when you using his tools, you can cuss him out, you can fuss him out, you can do all of this here. But be it known unto you, he said, they that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So he didn't already gave up his rights. Come on here. And he's trying to get you to clown and cut up so you can't get nothing. But oh, good God Almighty, we going into 2025 strong and long. We going to reap everything that belongs to us. He ain't going to be dealing with no crazy Christians. Come on here. No weak-minded, jelly-belly Christians. Hallelujah. I don't care how many pews he try to keep. If they're over here because they don't want to hear the word, I'm going to get what's mine. Hallelujah. He couldn't shut this church down. Glory to God. And he ain't going to be able to shut you down. Huh? But you're going to have to be walking it and talking it. You're going to have to put fear under your feet because that don't belong to God. Huh? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I ain't playing with that devil. And anybody want to let him use them? Excuse me, I must be moving on. When you get your flesh right, I'll be back. You know, victims, because they walk in the flesh and have not taken the time to convert themselves. So he said in 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what you did, didn't you? You walked in the Spirit. You know, that flesh wanted to get loose. And this the thing. It would have been, in your mind, you would have been justified. See, the devil tried. Well, you got the right. They doing you wrong. But then Jesus said, if he coming, somebody slap you on the face. Now, you know I ain't going to do that because I know y'all ain't there. He said, turn the other cheek. If they ask you to go 1 mile, he said, go 2. See, we want to skip out of that. Hallelujah. Well, they did me this, and they did me that. He saw it. Yeah. Now, you can fight your battle, or you can let him fight.
He sees it.
If you fight it, however it turn out, somebody not doing right, and they having road rage, and you just sticking your finger and cussing and doing all of that, and when you pull on side of them, if they shoot your head off, don't come here and say, well, you know, the law took them early. Now the devil took them early because they were doing, they wouldn't do it what they were supposed to have done. Hallelujah. Say it's tight, but it's right. You might as well say it because I'm going to tell it. And then he goes into, look at 17. For the flesh lusted against, that TH behind any word means continually. Every time you desire to do right, the devil gonna be there to try to get you to do wrong. The flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, they opposite, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. And there's a scripture, we might get to it today. If not today, we'll get to it next week. Paul said, every time I desire to do good, evil is present.
Evil is always present.
It's present there. Amen. So he said, you know, but you see, we have, what have God given us? Free choice. You can choose God, or you can choose to do it your way. You can, when you choose, ain't no your way. It's the devil's way. Because before we got saved, we were trained by the devil. I got some little girls stay over there by my house. Bless their heart. I pray for them. You know, they were doing all kind of stuff they wouldn't have done. And when I looked at them, they said, what you looking at? They ain't no more than about eight or nine. You know, I said, I'm looking at you.
Bonds of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Jesus.
But you know, you can't go tell the mama nothing because she ain't.
Come on. Right.
If she was watching them, they were trying to lock themselves up in the truck. In the trunk of the car, you know, and I'm, you know, see, people don't understand. They don't understand. You got the control when you, even when you got children, you got to control their flesh.
Right.
You don't leave it up to them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't get mad. Well, if you do, that's okay. He said 18, but if you be led of the spirit, you shall not, ye are not under the law. Now, I'm not going to go through all of that. You need to know it by now. If not, go read it. He start out with the works of the flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got a lot of folks still in the works of the flesh. They selfish, self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, get mad, you know, and everything. Y'all know how y'all used to do when you was at home. Maybe y'all didn't do that. See, I was a rough rider. She tell me, go in there and wash them dishes. I'd like to be slinging dishes and didn't want, and see, the Bible say if you be willing
and obedient.
See, you can be willing and don't be obedient, and then you can be obedient and wasn't willing in doing it. I was slinging that stuff. My mama say, sling another. I'm going to sling you. See, you'll do that, and then some of us that learn, once you have children, you know, you done come up on, you know that spirit, and say, all right now, we ain't going to have that in the house. I wish I'd have been under this teaching back then. I would have avoided a whole lot of stuff. But he tells about all of these things. Idolatry. You can make an idol out of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah. Including yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And witchcraft. You know, witchcraft is not all together. Somebody working some kind of voodoo, or which I binded that up and came against it. But it could just be somebody trying to work their way in your emotions,
mm-hmm.
trying to make you get in your mind and make you do what they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn. I learned a long time ago. Y'all can look at me like I'm crazy. I had one lady, and I'm not saying she didn't love me, but you know, I hate for people to do this. They like something. He'll try it. I said, I don't want it. He's
don't
going to eat it. Try it. I said, I don't want it.
Love
it ain't nothing wrong with it. I just don't want it. And if I don't want it, don't try to make me eat it. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Well, you act like they're going to break your friendship if you don't do that. Well, bye. I had to get bold enough to let them know you are not going to control me. Amen. And be honest with you, the only way I got this far with my husband, because you know I was one from Louisiana. You know, put your hand on your hip and let that backbone slip. The word had to control me.
Mm-hmm.
It said, even if he know not the word, he without the word going to be one. First Peter.
That's right.
Some of y'all want to get married. Better think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just riding. I finally learned how to keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, I was talking in my spirit. Y'all ever did? He just did. And God said, I said in that scripture, a meek and a quiet spirit, not just the mouth. You calm your spirit down. And when I did that, God turned that situation around. See, we want God to work for us, but we don't want to work the word. We want to still do, I tell you what, I ain't fixing him nothing to eat. I'm going to sleep over here in the other room. I'm going to do this, Who was the master? Satan. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Well, you know, God will let you do it, but you're not going to get what he said his promises promise you. So that Louisiana, come on here, all that, what you call them? All that country and all of that Cajun had to come out.
That Creole.
It had to come out.
That Creole.
Amen. That Creole, Cajun, whatever it was. It had to come all the way out. Amen. If you want God to work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said if they obey not the word. Keep your, go to 1 Peter. I want to tear that page out the Bible. 1 Peter 3. It's in there. Hallelujah. So he talks about the works of the flesh. Mm-hmm. And then he says at the end of 21st verse, he said, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. Then he goes to tell about the fruit of the spirit. Mm-hmm. Now that ain't just something, you know, we gonna do the fruit of the spirit. Some of them just as mean, they're not in. You got to work this in. And what did we say? The same way. Faith coming by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the word of God. The same way you build up love. We talking about the God kind of love. By love, you know, ain't this love. Well, as long as you doing what I want you to do, I love you. And if you don't do it, I'm going to. Y'all know how y'all do. You kill my cat, I'm going to kill your dog. You know, we got to go and meditate in Corinthians on the God kind of love. And then, he talks about, we talked about joy. You know, the Bible said in, where is it? Job 5 and is 22?
22
it is. And destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Mm-hmm. The devil wants you to cut up. It was several times when people, after we paid the church off, people started leaving. After, didn't even ask them for a dime. Just give your tithes and offering. But you know what? The devil wanted me to be moved. He wanted me to be scared. You see, If they change on your job, don't you change. Just keep doing what you're doing. The Lord is your source. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody don't want to live with you because you're living holy. You know, that's them. Glory to God. God will still be, he'll still take care of you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when I came into this marriage with my husband, I came with something. I didn't come empty. I didn't come looking for a sugar daddy. My sugar daddy was Jesus. Amen. I had some money. Amen. And I didn't want no broke man. Amen. Because I was too old for that. At least have an idea, something. Amen. Amen. So all of these works of the flesh. But now listen, he goes into meekness, temperance, which is self-control. He said, against such there is no law. Can't nothing stop you. No matter what God said you can have, if you keep operating in the fruit of the spirit, the devil ain't going to be able to stop you. He can oppose you. He can come against you, but he can't stop you. There is no law. Amen. And he said, if you, 25, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. I don't envy nothing anybody have. I ain't got nothing to talk about. Look, I'll help you get it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But you got too many envious people. They may not say it with their mouth, but their actions speak louder than words. Amen. Amen. And they get to the point now you got to keep your mouth shut when you're getting something. Amen. You know, I ain't told nobody when I was serious about when I got married. I don't care if you don't come and you can keep your gift. I'm all right. I didn't tell anybody till we moved in my house, you know, because, you know, people... they see you in a nice place where we, I told you several people talking about, I hope you don't lose it. Lose it. I'm going to pay it off way ahead of time. You don't know who you're dealing with. But you know, you can think any kind of way you want to think. These were so-called saints. You got to be careful what you tell folks and what you put on the internet. I ain't gonna be on there. You ain't gonna know nothing. Even if we buy a new TV, we gonna tear the box up so you can't figure out what it was when we go. Amen. We ain't putting it out there whole so you can say, John, No. Just in case, you know, I'm doing the in case thing. Case you don't want me to have a 70-inch TV because you got a 32-inch. 32 gonna show just like the 70. But you better be careful how you live, because people, you got to protect yourself.
Amen.
Amen. And now there is a fight to stay in the blessings of God, to obtain and to stay in the blessings of God. There's a fight. And the devil want to get in your feelings, in your mindset. Amen. And he will give you ideas. Oh, well, you know, they just don't like you. Well, they talking about you. Somebody could be talking about something else. They don't like you. You know, then you come to church. The devil told you that. Looking all cross-eyed at that folks and everything. You know, I don't care. That's your problem. I'm not going to let your problem be my problem. I'm going to say, praise the Lord, how you doing? And keep it moving. Glory to God. Because you're not going to control me. I say, you're not going to control me. And I have a lot of people that I ain't gonna say a lot. I'm gonna quit saying that. I got a lot of people that love me, Jesus. Amen. But some people that do not like me for my boldness, and they will exclude me. Amen. But I ain't running behind nobody. I'm feeling good in my neighborhood. God is blessing. I don't have to have. Listen, y'all hear me? I'm gonna take a offering up one day for my aunt, because I preach on her all the time. She gone on 98. She'll still go out and eat by herself.
Yes, she will.
She'll still get out there and wash her own car. She got some money. You know, that's why she got some money. You know, you act like you got to have somebody with you everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Go by yourself sometime and let the Lord talk to you. Let him, you know what I'm saying? Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes, you know, I know you're back there, baby.
All right.
Sometimes, you know, if John don't want to go to the movie, or I don't feel like going to that, I say, okay, go by myself. Amen. And he don't care. He didn't want to go, but I wanted to go.
Amen.
You know, and everything. You do not let other people's feelings and stuff control you. How many know people that get all in your feelings? All the time they get in there. If you don't do what I want you to do, I want you to do this here. They'll call and say, well, we having a family reunion, and I want you to come. Well, why ain't you coming? Well, what's wrong with you? God said don't want to
come.
What's wrong with you? You going to act like that? Yeah. You know, I'm just using that. I done had some other things that, you know, and they'll throw out at you, they'll talk about you and everything like that. But you know what? They do not control my day. When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for waking me up. You didn't wake me up. You didn't put me to bed. Come on here. And really, if I got in a bind, you ain't going to give me no money, because you're too jealous to do it. I tell them, I say, you can get mad, but I guarantee you, you'll need me before I need you, because I'm depending on the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now Paul here is talking. Who is he talking to about the flesh?
Us.
The church.
Yep.
Y'all think he's talking about something? He's talking about the church.
Church.
They battling because they just come out of this world, and the world want to keep them in that position. And don't try to get deep in God. Oh, we go to church. Oh, we say hallelujah. But we don't do all of that now. You don't take all of that. Now, I don't know about you, but where I come from, it took all of that and some. You know, I needed that and some, because I was a rough rider. Amen. And so you got there. He was talking to the same folks, still living in the flesh. And when you are living from the flesh, amen, and that fleshly man will make all kind of traditions and want you to do all kind of stuff so they can keep you victims. You know, when we did go to been a long time, family reunion one time, you know, they, oh, how you doing? Ain't seen you in a long time. And then they turn around when they get ready to play their music and pull out their booze. They look at you like, okay, now you better get on out of here because we getting ready to get wild. They do give you that respect. I got to say that. They give you that respect. They look at you now, okay, you staying at your own risk. And you know they gonna play that old song, it's your thing, and you gonna go dun 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 dun, dun and you go, oh. the devil, they not, it's not that they got something against you.
No.
That's just the world they living in. You did it when you were living in the world. You know, but the only way you're going to really, really have an effect on them is that if you don't let them bring you, drag you back into their way of doing. You know, I'm not going backwards. I work too hard to go forward. You know, I don't care who it is. I ain't doing it for my husband. I ain't doing it for none of my children. I'm not going backwards. Because when it comes down to dying, it's just me and Jesus. Huh. He ain't gonna say, well, you know, no, It's just you and Jesus. And he said, in all, and I'm trying to get there, I'm not there yet. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. You tell people, well, I got to pray about, you got to pray about everything? Yeah. Yep. Because I may go and get myself in a wreck somewhere, trying to get somewhere, I ain't got no business going. You know. But when you try to deal with things, that's tough on the flesh. But he said, if any man follow me, let him deny himself. And you got to die to self to live in God. Did I write that? No, I don't. I'm going to say I wish I would have, but no, I'm glad God did it because he's the only one can help me live it when I live it. Amen. We all have missed it. We all have been victims. But once you come in Christ and you get the proper training and teaching, you quit being a victim. And you don't care who know it and who don't know it. Amen. Glory to God. Stop allowing flesh to control and give the spirit control. You will be able to dominate anything and everything that comes against you. And the God in you will bring victorious living. Amen. Amen. Years ago when my husband and I was in, I was pastoring a church in Newnan, and y'all heard me tell this, my secretary called me to her house and somebody had put all kind of white powder all on the back of her porch, and we knew what it was. You know, I just took my foot and shoved that stuff to the side and I began to pray, and then I'm going to say somebody, y'all know who the somebody was, come running out the house, somebody, it wasn't me, we wasn't even talking to them. It was hiring. It was them, you know, and stuff. But you know, then that bring me to what I was telling y'all last week. See, I was in training. Amen. And here we are. We go, my pastor go to pray, you know, house. We didn't have a church. He went to the house and began to pray. This lady wanted him to come. And while we in there and he teaching, and then she said, well, I need you to pray because we have what did she say? Oh, somebody working witchcraft on me. So he got the teaching first and everything. And he did like that. He said, wait a minute. You got something in your house you ain't supposed to have. He said, go in that dresser. And he said, dresser, and get it out of there. And she went and got a bag out of there. Because see, listen, Sister Monique, the hand, whoever sell it, she don't care who come first. She would sell you a bag to work on Jennifer. I'll say that. I hope nobody in here name ain't Jennifer. And then she'll go sell Jennifer a bag to come work on you. Same person. Same person. Don't care. The one pay the most get the biggest portion. And so he said, what? He said, go get that. And when she went got it, he said, go throw that away. You know. And then we can proceed to pray. See, God ain't going to pray over your mess. Hallelujah. He ain't going to work over your mess. You can pray, but he ain't going to work over your mess. You can't serve no two gods. You can't serve, well, I love the Lord, and then running over there to Miss Cleo trying to see what she got to say. Cleo got her own self messed up. But before she got messed up, she got a lot of y'all money. And then we had saints come to the church talking about, can you help me pay my phone bill?
Yeah.
And I heard you were talking to Cleo on it. Heck to the no.
They need to cut that
go
off.
Go ahead, Cleo.
They need to cut that off.
What was the one said, you can't lose.
Oh, Red Mike.
Red Mike. You can't lose with the stuff I use. They'll take your, not only your money, your sheets and everything else, if you let them. It's addictive. Hallelujah. Stay away from these folks. When I got saved, the devil knew God had a calling on my life. I was selling cars, and they said, come on, we're going to take you somewhere to talk to somebody. My spirit said, don't do that. You open the door to the devil when you go. If you've ever gone, look, hey, just say, Lord, forgive me. And I shut all of the doors to that.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Because we didn't know no better.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need victorious abilities in us.
Yeah.
We need to know that when the devil come telling a lie, God going to look. He ain't going to look at the face. He going to look at the heart. He going to say, they lying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you need to, don't accept that. Amen. God will flow in you and through you and cause you to overcome anything that's coming against you. So when you become saved and sanctified and live in that word and let that word be first place in your life, you can talk to cancer and say, you do not have no place here. Amen. You're not in my covenant. Every day I talk to it, I say, cancer, masses, tumors, you don't have no place in my body. And when that devil come with that big old knot on top of my hand, I send it back to hell where it came from. Glory to God. Because I got the authority down on the inside. Because I made up my mind one time, I ain't going to play church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do this thing right. Yes, I mess up. If you mess up, fess up. Get back on the altar. Don't be sitting there coming, well, I messed up. Talking about that 2 or 3 days. Go straight to the altar. Put it under the blood. And then jump on that devil and beat his head up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't play with him. We are victorious Christians. We got power over sickness. We got power over poverty. These demonic influences will use people, but you got to recognize it. And don't get mad with them and start a fight. Shut the devil down. The Bible said, glory to God, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against principalities and powers. You need to walk through your house. If you got some hard-headed, disobedient folks in your house, you need to walk in your house and shut down hard-headed spirits, shut down rebellious spirits, shut down sick spirits, shut down poverty spirits. Shut them down. Just like you got to clean your house up. Just like you got to dust and sweep your floor. You got to keep them things out of your jurisdiction. Shut them things down. You ain't got, because you know now if you go touch one of them, they're going to say, we're going to take you to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll take this to jail because I'm getting ready. I'm going to lock them down so bad they ain't going to want to go nowhere.
Yeah.
You ain't going to run. You ain't going to come against me in here.
Yeah.
Oh, You know, if I kill the roaches, I go give me some combat. I'll sit there and say, oh, I saw a roach. Kill that thing. Anytime something rise up against the word of God, you kill it. You come against it. You shut it down. Don't let it keep growing until it get a stronghold. Till it can train you. Got you trained. You going to shut up. Now the devil ain't going to run nothing in here. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to stay in the supernatural, the power of God, and he's going to show me what to do. Hallelujah, and how to do it. I'm in my clothes. You can't look at the people. See, you can love them, and people will take advantage of your love. They'll take your kindness, amen, and just try to wear it out. You know, oh, if you love me. I told one of my grandchildren, I said, if you love me, you would give me this. If you love me, you let me do that. I said, if you love me, you wouldn't come here with that mess. So go on down the road, because I'm not going to bless disrespect. I'm not going to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn how to stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You asking God to save them until you put your foot down and do what he tells you to do. It ain't going to do no good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you fled and undeveloped, unsaved, and undeveloped people is none but fresh meat for Satan to use. He's just looking for them to use them. You know. And you know, one time, like I said, even in this church, one of them rose up to me. Who do you think you are? And then, you know, their breast was right here to me. They were big. I said, I'm going to be here when you gone. Hallelujah. Because I'm in my destiny. I said, I'm in my destiny.
Amen.
If you think you can do this church better than me, then he should have gave it to you. But guess what? He didn't give it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you everybody can't do what God tells you to do. And I can't do what he tells other people to do. And I ain't going to try to do it. Hallelujah. Underdeveloped flesh is fresh meat for Satan. And they know they know what they want, and they want you to give it to me the way I want it, the way I'm asking for it, when I want it. Amen. They will hijack your emotions and control them because you want to please them. But you never will truly please them. When you give them that, they're going to want something else. And they're going to feel like, well, they got by with that. You know, I messed up. Y'all know I talk about my aunt, my dog. I messed up with him because every time I eat, you know, I used to say that about my husband. Every time he opened his mouth, mine is there open. And now he ain't gained the weight I did, so I need to shut it up now. And so my dog, every time, you know, if you start something with him, he ain't nothing but flesh.
Yeah.
You know, I just fed him. And he gonna come and I'm eating. And he gonna, girl, he almost sitting in my, he's 90 pounds, sitting in my lap. And then he gonna bark at me because I won't give him my food. That's the way the devil is. Gonna bark at me. Because I say, you just sit there. I say, you may be 90, but I'm 200 and something. And you ain't getting nothing. But you see, just feeding him. Just feeding him. You know, you think you helping them. The more you feed him, the more not he gonna start
walking. Boy, he won't.
Want it? Now I want it. And I'll stay there till I get all of it. I mean, see, they'll train you. You no think you're training them, but they'll train you.
Yeah.
They know if they cut up a certain way, you gonna go on and give in to them. Amen. And they'll do that till they're 50 something or 60 years old.
You're right about it.
Hallelujah. You got to flow in the spirit and know that you got to overcome this. Okay. And the devil will keep taking his mess to different levels. Now, I want you to write this down because I want you to study it, because we can't go to all of them. But this is still in the New Testament. We're in the book of Ephesians. Did we go to Galatians? Yeah, we just left Galatians. So let's go to Ephesians. Now, if you read this Bible, you're going to find out that there's a whole lot of stuff that the Bible tells by folk flesh and everything. Galatians chapter 2. Let me see. Not Galatians. Ephesians 2. Mm-hmm. Just turn over and go. Ephesians 2. And you have passed it. He quickened. The word quickened means made alive. Amen. And you had he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. When a person, you ever seen him talking about the walking dead? When a person is in sin or they undeveloped, they are in darkness. They can't see. You need to come to a church that's going to open your eyes and put a word down in you that you'll be able to see. All they see is what they want. They want to please the flesh. God trying to tell you that man ain't good for you, but I want him.
Lord,
then when you get him, you catch hell getting rid of him.
Amen.
Now take him to, I told you not to mess with that, not to go in that direction. What they say, you got just what you want.
You got just what you wanted.
And then you going to try to save it. You can't save it. You got to get you're going to have to let God do that. He said, you were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein, verse 2, in time past, you that's a small s. So when you see the small s, it's talking about either Satan or us. That now worketh, the TH me continually behind any word, worketh in the children of disobedience. The devil, you walked according to the course of this world. You did what the world do. They went crisscross the clothes, you crisscrossed. They put all these big old holes, you wouldn't just get one down there. You got them all up your leg, all your thighs sticking out. The men got the butt, the drawers, and then they pass the drawers. And they got the butt sticking out.
You're right.
You know, of course of this world, talk to a woman any kind of way.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of disrespectful songs and everything. You don't disrespect, you ain't gonna disrespect me and think I'm gonna kill you the time of day.
Amen.
But this the kind of world we living in.
Yeah. Amen.
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 And so he said, you know, among okay, we didn't read. Let me see. Let's go to three. Among whom also we all had our conversation. The word conversation means lifestyle. In times past, in the lusts of your flesh. You won't let God do it. You go in the flesh mode. And fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. See, you can't continue. You can't do it. You can do it in the flesh, but you will not get the promises of God.
Amen.
He ain't gonna move. He'll let you just do whatever you want to do.
Yes, he will.
Amen. And then, let me see. Look at 4 and 19. I'm gonna speed it up a little bit. 4 and 19 says, who being past feelings, still in Ephesians, who being past feelings have given yourselves over to lasciviousness. That means all kind of lusts. To work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former lifestyle. That's what conversation means. You got to take that old man off, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The Bible said if you, any man be in Christ, woman, they got to become a new creature. He ain't just putting that in the book. He means you're going to have to change. Whether you want to change or not, if you want to get the results God said, you're going to have to change. And in some things, you were, when you was in the flesh, you were dead to the things of God. When you get in God, you're dead to the things of the world. So if that thing, every time somebody say, hey, beautiful. You don't believe. My husband was way across Walmart one time. He kept like, whoosh, whoosh, just a whistle. I said, nah, I know they ain't talking to me, so I just kept on walking. But when he said this song, I turned around. I knew he was talking. I trained my flesh not to even let that excite me. Don't even move. I'm not going to be moved by you. And if the devil, you single and the devil think, you know, oh, you just got this lust spirit in you, he going to wear that thing out.
Oh,
I don't want a man lust for, after lust.
That's right.
You know, we want to find out what how we supposed to have this thing. Because if he lusts after you, he'll go hollering and lusting after somebody else.
Oh,
you know, let God do this thing and he going to do it just right.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, you know, he said you got to put off concerning that old lifestyle, that old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Need to give place to the devil. When you get in the flesh, you giving place to the devil.
Yeah.
When you let the devil in, you think you just, he going to come in and work half out. You better hurry up. We may lose our, you say, look, God, I'm sorry, I messed up. Let me straighten this thing up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't you give place to the devil. Because you ain't, your anointing is just, you disconnected from the anointing. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands, the things which is good that ye may, that he may have to give to him that need it. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. That don't mean just cussing, talking about folks, talking stuff you don't know. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. But all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, loving one another, even as God our, for even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Let me tell you something. You got to, oh, that's a big one now. But you don't know what they did. You don't know what they say. God, let me tell you something God told me years ago. And I'm in my clothes. If somebody do you something, you responsible for how the word and told you how to act. Didn't say don't. He might tell you to say something. He might not tell you to say something. But you responsible for acting on the word. But now we want to say, you know, because I said, kill them, God. They're trying to kill me. I mean, get them back. You got to let him deal with them. If not, you will hold grudges in your heart. You'll die holding a grudge about from somebody, from something they did 20 years ago. Let that mess go. When they owed me some money, they ain't never paid me. God will pay you. Let it go. Just let it go. Well, you know, we were married and he had all these women. Let him have him. Let it go. Be thankful he gone. Amen. Glory. Amen. Don't keep talking, working about, well, you don't know what he did. All men ain't dogs because you end up picking one out one. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. God ain't going to give. And I didn't get no dog. I didn't ask for a dog and I didn't get one. But I did get somebody that we had to learn to work together in God. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you. You got to accept anything and that he's throw out at you out there. We're not desperate women. We control women. And we going to take our words and we going to build our world. I'm going to take your word. I'm trying to tell you now. Because 2025, we're going to thrive. We ain't going to just thrive. We're going to come in there strong. Amen. Okay. And then, in order to build yourself up, I'm not going to read that, but Ephesians 6, 10 and 18 tell us to put on, you got to take off the old man and you got to put on the new man. It tells us to put on the armor of God and it never tells us to take it off. You know, some of the old saints say, I'm going to lay my religion down and not pick it back up when I finish taking care of this. He didn't tell you to take it off. Amen. Glory to God. Some folks take it off. You know, when they get mad, they take it off. You got to control yourself. Every time you put yourself in the devil's territory, he ain't luring you over there for nothing. He luring you over there so he can tear up some stuff. And then you can write this down. I think I'm in Colossians 3. I'm teaching today. Verses 5. Let me see where I'm at. Christ, who is our life. Let me see. Mortify. You know what mortify means? Dead. Dead, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication. Y'all know what fornication is. They ain't got two single people. You know, adultery is two married people that's messing with somebody that you ain't married to. Uncleanness. Inordained affection. You know, that could fall under two people that ain't supposed to be doing nothing together. Evil concupiscence and, you know, covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh continually on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime when ye live there. We walked in that. Y'all just keep looking at me. We gonna think you ain't never done nothing. You ain't never done nothing. But now, ye also put off all of these, anger, wrath, malice. Look them up in you Google it on the phone. Blaspheming, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to the other, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that has created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, born or free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and keep on reading and reading and reading. You got to take off the put on. This is not just going to church. When you finish, how many know sometimes you get ready to go to church, you put on what you call your church clothes? Now, we can't casual today, but I'm saying you put on, you got to take off the, you got to take it off.
Come on,
you got to take it off.
Amen.
And then your new man, sometime when you put him on, you got to wash it up. Because it'll get around conversations that's nasty and dirty and people talking hate and all of this, and they talking fear. You got to get yourself out of that.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Coming down. Whatever come against you, God will give you the spirit to dominate if you stay in him. You're going to make your way prosperous. He said in Psalms 1, you know I preached on this all the time, Joshua 1, meditate in the word day and night. Because you know what? The word is going to direct you. I think I heard Minister Spears tell his testimony one time, but it happened to me the other day. I was going through a bunch of stuff, tearing it up, you know, because we get so much mail. And then all of a sudden, I picked up this envelope, and I opened it up, and I looked at it, and there was a check in there. I told John, I said, you got a check in here with your name on it. I don't know how long. It's been sitting in there, and they say you need to cash it before January. You know, we went straight to the bank. You know, he will guide you. He will let you. Don't tear this up, you know, or don't do that. You know what I'm saying? He's not in you just for you to holler and dance in church. He's in you for you to do that. But he will lead and guide you. He will show you what to do, where to be, who to do it with, when to shut your mouth, when not to shut your mouth. Amen. Sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut. Like when we got that $5,000, he said, don't you say nothing. You know, you got to know how to work with God.
Amen.
We just want a God, you make me happy. Please. I wish everybody want everything to be easy.
Right.
You know, but you got to learn to do hard, and you got to learn to do difficult.
Amen.
Then you can do the impossible.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
So you, when you let your spirit control, you're going to be, God is going to be in control of your life, and you're going to be a dominator.
Thank you.
When we came here, they didn't even want us on this property. It was the nastiest piece of property you ever seen. All kind of cans and filth and selling drugs and women doing all kind of stuff. But we came over here and we dominated.
Right.
We got enough money, we put a fence around it. Then I got cussed out. Because they used to come across here to the liquor store, and I shut them down. And I had to walk all the way around there. They come cussing me and all of that. I said, that's all right. I'm still ain't opening this business. You know? See, you let folks run their mouths, you run your business. And I don't know about you, but ain't nobody going to be able to stop me next year, because I'm going to obey God.